What a day. Yo, dude, you around? Seriously, where are you hiding? Oh, there you are. Hey, I'm talking to you, Mr. Totally Zoned Out. Alright, guess I'll just help myself. Hello, Earth to Rumi. Finally. Guess you didn't hear me over that game of yours. I swear, you're impossible to get a hold of sometimes. Anyway, the day was so long, man. Torturous. And now, you, my wonderful roommate, get to listen to me whine about it. Lucky you. Move over. You know the shop is packed today, right? I mean, it's cool, I love my job and all. But people see my look, hear some music in the background, and suddenly, they think they know me, like we're besties or something. All because we share a band or two in common. Yeah, that's a nightmare when you work at an alt record store. Every dude who knows his Joy Division from his Depeche Mode thinks we're soulmates. Ugh. Like, congrats on being dark and mysterious. But please just let me alphabetize the vinyls in peace. Well, as my amazing roommate, it is your duty to pity me right now. So, tea, coffee, anything to offer the tortured soul you call a friend? Oh, yeah. Some tea would be perfect. Thanks. See? You're already helping me out. Feels good to get off my feet and just, you know, not have someone assume we're soulmates over a playlist. I like that you're just chill with me, even if we're in totally different stuff. It's nice having someone around who's just, you know, comfortable to be around. Oh, so the gang's heading out to the skate park tonight. And yeah, that means you're invited. Seriously, my friends love you. Especially that geeky, mysterious vibe you give off. One of them even thinks you're kind of hot, if you can believe it. Thanks. No, I'm serious. They think you're this mysterious loner hermit who's somehow still cool. I think it's because you're like the opposite of everyone else. They're all out there, always needing to be seen. You're just doing you, doing your own thing. Aw, come on, don't be that way. Look, I know skate parks or people in general aren't your thing, but hey, it's been ages since you've left the house, and who knows, you might even enjoy it. Besides, I think we could all use a break. It's not like I drag you out every night. Yeah. I know the house is your vibe and all that. But just imagine it. Fresh air, people to talk to, new energy, and I'll even buy you pizza after to seal the deal. Fine. Stay here, then. Your loss. More pizza for me. But really, now that I look at you, I think you'd be crazy popular if you went out more. Like, objectively speaking, you're not exactly hard on the eyes. No, I mean it. You've got this clean, put-together look. Plus, you can cook, you give me my space, and you've always got my back. You're basically prime dating material, if you ever chose to leave the cave. Oh, so you think you'd just freeze up and forget how to talk? Okay, I get it. Socializing isn't exactly a skill you can just download like a new game patch. But come on, it's not like you don't know how to talk to girls. What? Am I not girl enough for you? Come on, we've been living together how long now? And look at us. We talk, we hang out. I know more about you than most people ever could. So I don't buy that whole nervous around girls act. You're comfortable around me, at least, and that's not nothing. Hey, since we're talking about all this anyway, I gotta ask, have you, you know, ever had a thing with anyone? Like, you know, romantic adventures in your mysterious past? Anyone? You know, you ever get to last base? Oh, what's with that look? No way. Don't tell me you've never. No way, man. Never? Huh. Well, that's honestly kind of adorable. Don't get embarrassed. It's fine. Just surprising. Right, right. You're all practical and logical. Romance isn't exactly something you can just practice in the mirror, huh? But I don't know. You're not as hopeless as you think. You've got that geeky charm and everything. And look, even if it's just the two of us here, I still think you're great. Honestly, I kind of feel like you deserve someone who'd actually appreciate you. Okay, this might sound random, but would you ever want to try doing it? Like with someone you're comfortable with, you know? Just to lose it? What? Why the look? I'm serious. I mean, you're my friend, my best friend. And if you're curious, it's not like I'd mind. With you, it just feels natural. We're already close. No pressure, no awkwardness. Psh, do I look like I'm joking? Come on, do you really think I'd say something like that to mess with you? Nah, dude. I wouldn't bring it up if I didn't mean it. I trust you, and if you're comfortable with it, then yeah, why not? Besides, it's not like I have a line of people waiting at the door. I've got high standards, remember? And honestly, I have needs too, and it's been a while for me, so what do you say? Want to take a chance? Could be fun. No strings, just two friends figuring it out together. Just us. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You can kiss me. How's that? Nice, right? Hey, aren't you kind of a natural at this? Yeah, keep going. I don't know about you, but this is pretty hot. You get red really easily. Can't have you flaking just yet. Want to go a bit further? Here, give me your hand. How do my tits feel? They're pretty big, right? I always catch you staring at them. Don't worry about it. I've kind of been showing them off to you. Do I have to spell out everything for you? Idiot. Hey, sit down. Let me show you what someone experienced can do. I'm gonna take your pants off now, okay? And now I'll just take off my top so you can see my tits directly. This is a gorgeous cock. I keep seeing new wonderful things about you, Rumi. I'll go slow first. Really let you feel all of my mouth as I bob on your dick. Wow, look at you. You look like you're in heaven. Am I really doing that good of a job? You're a sweet talker. I knew you had the markings of a gigolo. What? Can't hold on? That's fine. Come. Come then. I'll drink all of it. Do it. See? Drank the whole thing. Still hard? You're a little trooper, aren't you? And that was a pretty big load. You've been building up? Don't worry. You won't need to while I'm here. Just let me... take off my skirt and show off my ass. You like that? Can you see me dripping through my panties? Here. I'll go down on all fours. And you can take me and fuck me however you like. I can feel you. So deep inside me. Oh. Yeah, I'm fine. Keep going. You might really be a natural, Rumi. I can feel you churning inside my... who would have thought? You know how to move like this. No, I really like it. Please keep going. Yeah, at that pace. Your cock feels so good in my pussy. Yes. Keep going. Why are you so good at this? And why didn't we do this sooner? Fuck. I can feel you hitting me so deeply. I'm gonna come if you go like... yeah. Keep going. I'm coming. Yeah, are you about to come too? Where do you want to come? Oh, I knew you were a little pervert. Yeah, glaze it on my face. Do it. It's so hot. Jeez, dude. I think you came even more than last time. We're gonna need to clean this up. So, how was it? Losing your virginity to your hot goth roommate? Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was great. Great. You know, if you don't come with me to the skate park, that would be a dick move, don't you think? Hey, I'm just saying. You'll come? Finally. Who knew all I had to do was fuck you and you do what I want? And maybe afterwards we could just go out. Just the two of us. Well, I mean, if that's all right with you. Yeah. Great. Then this time you'll buy the pizza.